Time and the Gods, the book that influenced millions of fantasy writers. Written by Lord Dunsany, narrated by Chirag Patel. Preface. These tales are of the things that befell gods and men in Yarnith, Averon, and Zakandu, and in the other countries of my dreams. Part 1. Time and the Gods. Once, when the gods were young, and only their swarthy servant Time was without age, the gods lay sleeping by a broad river upon earth. There in a valley that from all the earth the gods had set apart for their repose, the gods dreamed marble dreams. And with domes and pinnacles, the dreams arose and stood up proudly between the river and the sky, all shimmering white to the morning. In the city's midst, the gleaming marble of a thousand steps climbed to the citadel, where arose four pinnacles beckoning to heaven, and midmost between the pinnacles, there stood the dome, vast as the gods had dreamed it. All around, terrace by terrace, there went marble lawns, well guarded by onyx lions and carved with effigies of all the gods, striding amid the symbols of the world. With a sound like tinkling bells, far off in a land of shepherds hidden by some hill, the waters of many fountains turned again home. Then the gods awoke, and there stood Sardathrion. Not to common men have the gods given to walk Sardathrion's streets, and not to common eyes to see her fountains. Only to those whom in lonely passes in the night the gods have spoken, leaning through the stars, to those that have heard the voices of the gods above the morning, or seen their faces bending above the sea. Only to those has it been given to see Sardathrion, to stand where her pinnacles gathered together in the night, fresh from the dreams of gods. For round the valley a great desert lies, through which no common traveller may come, but those whom the gods have chosen feel suddenly a great longing at heart, and crossing the mountains that divide the desert from the world, set out across it, driven by the gods, till hidden in the desert's midst, they find the valley at last, and look with eyes upon Sardathrion. In the desert beyond the valley grows a myriad thorns, and all pointing towards Sardathrion. So may many that the gods have loved come to the marble city, but none can return, for other cities are no fitting home for men whose feet have touched Sardathrion's marble streets, where even the gods have not been ashamed to come in the guise of men with their cloaks wrapped about their faces. Therefore, no city shall ever hear the songs that are sung in the marble citadel by those in whose ears have rung the voices of the gods. No report shall ever come to other lands of the music of the fall of Sardathrion's fountains, when the waters which went heavenward return again into the lake where the gods cool their brows, sometimes in the guise of men. None may ever hear the speech of the poets of that city to whom the gods have spoken. It stands a city aloof. There hath been no rumour of it. I alone have dreamed of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?